Ludwig Thoma ran his law practice here on the top floor of the Raufer House from 1894 to 1897. The copper entrance in the passage is adorned with quotes relating to Dachau by the famous Bavarian writer. In his memoirs, Thoma uses the following words to describe what prompted him to settle as a lawyer in Dachau, of all places, a town he'd never visited before. I drove to Dachau with a friend one August evening, intending to proceed from there to Schwabhausen. But as we came up the mountain and saw the marketplace up ahead with its gabled houses, now quiet after the bustle of the day, I was overcome by a powerful longing to live in this silence. The feeling only grew stronger when I returned back through town the next day. I did not waste time thinking and set about obtaining a license to practice in Dachau. 2 months later, with barely 100 marks in my pocket, I moved into the house of a Dachau master tailor, acquiring the peculiar status of the first resident advocate for the town and surrounding area. A closer inspection of Ludwig Thoma's life reveals that this sentimental quote must be interpreted as the largely idealized musings of an older man. The money, he mentioned, was borrowed capital, and the simple master tailor was the merchant Raufer, who ran a large fabrics business at the address. And he was by no means the only attorney practicing in Dachau. Incidentally, his correspondence from this period indicates that he moved his business address to Dachau more for financial benefit than due to a love of peace and quiet in the evening. This is confirmed by a letter he wrote to a friend stating that he hoped to gain a financial foothold by relocating to Dachau. According to the common stereotypes at the time, Dachau farmers were considered particularly boozy and rowdy. Thoma was confident of doing brisk business in this milieu, where the cost of living was considerably lower than in Munich. He had already begun writing his first articles for newspapers and journals in 1893 while still working as a lawyer in the Bavarian capital. And there was more than enough inspiration to fuel his gradual transition from advocate to author. For instance, the cases his clients brought and his observations of the local population inhabiting the taverns of Dachau or out on the hunt. Thoma created a unique homage to the Dachau region and its inhabitants, beginning with his first work, Agricola, which he penned in the town in 1897. Among his best-known later works are the great peasant novels, such as Andreas Fürst from 1906, or Der Witteber from 1911, as well as his stories of farming and small-town life. With an oeuvre spanning over 20 years, Thoma is largely considered a more left-wing writer with liberal leanings, at least until the First World War. This is underpinned by his unvarnished portrayals of the arduous side of country life, and by his numerous satirical articles criticizing the state, church, petty bourgeoisie, and society as a whole. But there is another side to the author. Thoma's worldview was evidently turned on its head by the outbreak of the First World War, when he suddenly became a tub-thumping patriot. He volunteered for military service as a medic, and in 1917 became a member of the German Fatherland Party, a radical right-wing organization. After the end of the war, he retired to his home on Lake Tegernsee, embittered and probably already suffering from stomach cancer. He died there in August 1921. It was not until around 1990 that a wider audience learned how Ludwig Thoma spent the last few months of his life writing almost 200 inflammatory articles, most of them anonymous, for the Miesbacher Anzeiger newspaper, laying bare his anti-democratic and anti-Semitic opinions. Ludwig Thoma must therefore be viewed in a critical light today. If we proceed down Augsburger Straße, we soon arrive at the Ludwig Thoma House, the event venue in Dachau, on the left-hand side. Cross the road here to reach the next stop on our tour, the sculpture of Augsburg Gate.